Tending the Fire by Susanna Lang. He has not handled an axe for years, but tonight my husband splits the logs for kindling and gathers pine cones to light a fire. He remembers to leave an opening for the air to feed the flames and knows to wait for the larger logs to catch. He'll wait again at the end, although he's tired, until the flames die down so we will not worry that an errant spark could seed itself in the brush that crowds too close to the fire pit. So dry here. No rain in weeks. It's late when we clamber up to the sleeping loft, the embers breathing quietly inside their stone circle. Above us the stars burn thick with distance. Mystified, the rooster calls as if he could already see the morning.